Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Dalet. We didn't quite finish Chav Gimel Amabez. We started the conversation about Itzas Desh, and we'll go back to that Gemara again. A little past the midway point of the page, we'll pick it up. Just one or two points on yesterday's daf. First, we'll be discussing the idea of Nekama. We brought it up because we said one of the reasons why Shaul HaMelech lost his Melucha is because he was Meichel Al Kvaydeh, and a Melech is not Meichel Al Kvaydeh, so we actually elaborated that fits well with the Sefer Nefesh Akira, that he didn't have very related to Malchus, and therefore lost his Malchus, as opposed to Devar Melech, where even though he had Chatoim, they weren't related to Malchus per se, but Shaul was Meichel on his Kvaydeh, and that led to him losing the Malchus. That was Rav on the bottom of Chav Beis Mabez. So the Gemara then segued into a Tam HaChacham, who doesn't take Nekama, is not Tam HaChacham, he's supposed to take Nekama, supposed to take Netir, beer, grudge, and take Nekama. He asked the Gemara, L'chair, it's Leisikim Leisita, the Lav of the Torah, we just had it a couple weeks ago in the parasha, Leisikim Leisita, it's an Issa of the Torah. The Gemara answers, that's by Mamanus. The Gemara asks, meaning, not by Mamanus, it's okay. He asked the Gemara by Guf, it's not an Inyan, at least an Inyan, maybe at least a Rabbanon, but maybe potentially Deraisa, not take Nekama. We quote that the people who are those that are special, that are like the shining sun in the day, those that get insulted, those that get disparaged and don't respond. They don't take revenge. That's not talking about monetary, it's talking about physical. Gemara says, you're right, the Talmud Chacham should not go himself and be proactive and take revenge, but he should still harbor some upsetness, belibay, when, and his Talmidim, someone on his behalf, should take revenge. That's okay. Just to be clear, the idea is not that the Talmud Chacham is supposed to be avenging or being concerned about his own personal honor. Talmud Chacham represents Torah. So if the Talmud Chacham is to be disparaged, it's a disparagement to Torah. It's the idea, it's more the position than the person. Same thing with Malchus. It's not just the person, it's the position. If someone has no fear of Melech, it's a problem for the position. So too, a Talmud Chacham, certainly it's a problem for the Torah. Ask the Gemara, we have a klal of a person who's Ma'avah Midesav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him for everything, if he forgives others, isn't that a clear indication he should just forgive everything and forget about it? Gemara says, no, only when the person tries to do tshuva, not if they don't try to do tshuva. That was the shak of Italia, outside quickly of the whole first part of yesterday's Amud. So we discussed two points, Legabi Nekama. First of all, with Sefer Chinuch asked the question, that how could the Torah give us a mitzvah not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge, which is even higher. Bearing a grudge means I'm going to not reciprocate. You didn't want to lend me the item, I'm going to lend you an item. But I'm still going to bear a grudge that you didn't want to do for me, I'm still doing for you. How could the Torah require from us not to bear a grudge, not to take revenge? It would seem to be fair. It would seem to be just to someone damaged me, I damage it back. What's the pshat in this isser, in this obligation? So the Sefer Chinuch explained, we said yesterday that if a person's a real Baal Maimon, if he has proper Amunah, he realizes that everything that happens to him is ordained from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it wasn't supposed to happen, it wouldn't happen anyway. And therefore, ultimately, carrying out his anger at that person, who's just a shliach, really, is a lack of Amunah. And therefore, the mitzvah of Leisikim, Leisita, the Issa, the Lav, is really steeped in the ideas of Amunah. We pointed out that other Rishayim already argue on the concept that if someone else does something bad to me, could be it wasn't supposed to happen, that guy has Bechira. So Sefer Chinuch is obviously not going like that approach. But when I was learning about Kanya yesterday, he added in a new twist to the question. So he was very bothered by the question. We discussed Sefer Chinuch. He said, Anachami, it only works according to that Mahalach. But he said there's famous Gemaras in Bava Metzia where it discusses that if a person engages in a certain type of transaction, and then he falls out of the deal, he backs out. So there's cases where you can actually charge him back money. In the case where you can't charge him money, the Gemara's lashon is, Yesh lav tarumas. It's a very specific thing. You're allowed to have tarumas. There's a concept of mishapara. There's a concept of tarumas, right? You're allowed to have these tainas, and you're allowed to have these. There could be mishapara, almost like a curse. The one who paid back from these people should pay back from this person who's doing negative dealings. The chayr of the shayla is if we're saying that everything that happens to me is preordained, everything that happens to me is, when I say preordained, means it's being directed from Kadosh Baruch Hu above, and this guy is just a shliach. That's the answer we give to the Sefer Chinuch. So why? What's my right to have tarumas? I have tarumas. Yeah, that guy seemed to have messed me over. But he didn't really, because if that's what happened, that's what it was supposed to be. Where do you draw the line? If I'm not have tarumas on the guy, that means I could view it as if this person misbehaved and messed me up. So then, let's go back to Nekama. Why is that different than Nekama? Why don't I have a right to view this person? This person is going to be terrible to me. I certainly should be able to bear a grudge. And more than that, maybe I should be able to get exact revenge and even out the score. It's again, we know, obviously we can't, and we're so trained as little, since we're young, with this issue in the Torah of taking out revenge and bearing a grudge. But the question is, on paper, it doesn't seem to be something which is so simple. Why is it so? Why is it fair? Why should it be the way? And LMI, we go with the Malach, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then why you left Tarumas in all those Gemaras over there above Metzia? That's a Chorosh Tak Akasha, I don't have an answer. Also, just to clarify quickly, and then we'll go on to today's stuff, we spoke at yesterday three Malachim, whether we consider the the Isser of Leisik and Leisiter, whether it's called a lav sheba maisa or it's lav sheba maisa. Meaning nafkminas, we know you only get malchus for a lav that has a maisa as an action. A passive lav doesn't get malchus. Do we consider Leisik and Leisiter a lav sheyesh by maisa or not? So the base of the question is, in some cases a person could do revenge by being proactive. In some cases he could have revenge by not being proactive, by being passive. So what's the status of the lav? So Ravid is the most simple malach. Ravid says, anytime I do an action in a lav, I'm chayim malchus. And if I don't do an action, I'm not chayim malchus. You don't categorize lavim as a yesh b'maisa or im b'maisa. It depends. You go by case by case basis. So in a case where I did a maisa, then I'm chayim malchus. Case I did a maisa, I'm chayim malchus. That is the Ravid, very simple, clear malach. However, we spoke out, and this is the point I wanted to clarify. We had opposite approaches from Rambam. And I forgot one other Rishonim. I'm forgetting. One of the Chinuch. Rambam and the Chinuch, opposite approaches. Rambam takes the approach that the Magen Mishnah brings right for the Rambam by lav de chasima. That since the lav of chasima typically involves working the animal while it's muzzled, so you're doing a maisa, even in a case where you did it somehow a chasim b'kael, you yell at the animal, stop, don't eat, that's voice, that's not a maisa, you're doing it now without a maisa, but since it's typically done with a maisa, you consider your chayav malchus, and it's considered a lav sheish maisa, because inherently, it's lav sheish maisa, I'm doing it without a maisa, but it's a lav sheish maisa. And the chinuch says opposite, then the kasha, only if it's lav which always needs a maisa, you can consider lav sheish maisa. If there's waste to do without a maisa, then it loses its status of lav sheish maisa, and even if I do a maisa, I would not be considered chayav malchus. So two opposite approaches, Rambam and chinuch, and then you have, of course, the Ravid, which says it goes on a case by case basis. Okay.
Just one point.
Sure.
The yes, like all of Taruma is. Like by Pari, who said he had to be the shliach to do this to me?
Right, I hear. But 100%. But it's a very fine line. How many people when they're upset when they have terumas are they terumas? Is terumas not that I was baavled, but that why were you a bad guy? Right? Lies are saying that the issue of terumas perhaps doesn't mean that I could be upset at him that he messed me over. I would have been messed over anyway. That's what it's supposed to be. I could be upset at him because the mice is a bad guy. And that's 100% true. It is true that the guy who commits, even if you go with the mahalach of the Sefer Chinuch, when Reuven, which he seems to be subscribing to the opinion that if Reuven kills Shimon, that means Shimon was supposed to die. Reuven's still a murderer. We still have a chiv to get rid of Reuven. What do you mean? Why get rid of Reuven? He did something that had to be done. Right? The Torah says it could have happened 1,000 other ways. He didn't have to do that. And that means he's a murderer. So it is correct what Elias is saying, that there's two separate, you can strip down two separate elements, but I don't think the Yesh of Terumas typically means that. It's a very Midas Chasidus approach, but yeah. But yeah, Enochami, if you, maybe it just means you'll have Terumas on this guy, because then it's not you also. It should be the whole society has Terumas on him. It shouldn't be you. There's no Shaykhus to you. It has to, this guy's, a bad, you know, it sounds like you'll have Terumas, you, who was negatively affected on him, sounds more direct. Okay, so let's go back to, we started Machlokes with Rabbi Chaim Shlokesh yesterday, whether or not the same din that we said by Haitzas Adeshin applies even to Trumas Adeshin. What's that? This part was speak outside. We have Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Tanakama and Darshim the Pasuk, where it says that Pasha the Velovish begun Machairim, Vaitzas Adeshin. So Tanakama says, you know what that means? That means when you do Haitzas Adeshin, just we are inferior begadim. We're begadim, but we're begadim a little older, worn out, because you get dirty by Haitzas Adeshin. Rabbi Lezer says, no, it means Achairim could do it. Who's that? A Balmum. Even a Balmum could do a Tzas Nashim, which really means he's saying a Tzas Nashim is not really a full Avodah. That was a Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Ezer. So Rish Lakish came along and said, let's pick up from Amar Rish Lakish. I know it's far back, but it's basically in the middle, a little past the midway point of the page. Amar Rish Lakish, Machlokes by Tzah. First one lines, Machlokes. Machlokes by Tzah, Kach Machlokes by Roma. Just like Machlokes by Tzas Nashim, we have Machlokes by Roma Nashim. Meaning, he's saying that according to Rabbi Ezer, even a Tzas Nashim could be done by a Balmum, a Kohen Balmum, meaning it's not really considered proper Avodah, and that's going to be a big focus by the today's daf. How much of an Avodah do we consider Rambam's Deshen? Is a Zohar going to be Chayiv? What Avodah is a Zohar Chayiv in general? It's going to be the bulk of today's daf. Okay, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yechon argues, says no, Machlokes Beitza, Abba Roma Diver Kol Avodah. Rabbi Yechon says no, the Machlokes Dafka Beitza Deshen, that's just Machlokes, whether a Balmum is Kasher, even here Tanakam says no good, or only Rabbi Lezer says it's okay. But a Rama Sedeshen, Trumas Sedeshen, let's just remind ourselves. Trumas Sedeshen simply is every morning, they go up and take, we're going to see the mount in today's daf again, we'll just focus on that as well. They take up a, what's called a shovelful, we'll see later, we've spoken about that in the past, it's really a minimum of a kaimitz. You take a kaimitz of ash, and you put it on the ground near the ramp. on the eastern side of the ramp, going up the mizbeach. You put it on the ground. This Tukum mizbeach chitzen. You put it on the ground on the side, eastern side of the ramp. You put this shovelful, this handful of ash. That's Trumas Neshen. Chaitzas Neshen is when the ashes they eventually accumulate to be too much. Top of mizbeach, you clean the mizbeach again. That's Rashi's malach that you don't do it every day. You just do it once in a while when you need to, or whenever it gets too much. Rambam says you do it every day, but that's Chaitzas Neshen. So we're saying Reish Lakish is the same way about mum. According to Blazer, it's kasher for Chaitzas Neshen. It's kasher for Trumas Neshen. And Rebbe says, no, only by a Tzav Seshen is there even a Shita that a Baal Mum is okay. By Trumas Seshen, everyone agrees it can't be Baal Mum. Says the Lord, now what's the source? Says, my time to Reish Lakish, Amalach, because the Pasuk by the Trumas Seshen only describes two of the Begadim. Doesn't describe the Kayan putting on all four Begadim. Says Reish Lakish, Isak, that Chavaydi, Kisif Ravayda, Yesh Chavaydi, Shay Kalim. Is there any Avaydi that's kosher with the Kayan wearing only two Kalim? The Pasuk only describes him wearing the Me'il and the Mechasayim. It doesn't describe the other Begadim. And therefore, it must be, it leaves out the Mitztefes and the Avnate. So it must be that it's not really an Avodah. That's Reish Lakish's Deef. It's a simple Deef in the Pesukim. So Rebbe Echon says back, Rebbe Echon says, no. The Torah revealed that you need to put on the Mechasayim, you need to put on the Ksainis, and once it teaches you about the Ksainis and Mechasayim, so once you teach about that, I think it's before the mill. Mill is the kan gadol. Ksainis is just like it's like the shirt, right? Once it reveals by the ksainis and the chasayim that the pants and the shirt have to be worn, who adin mitzefes avdei avada, including that is the hat and the belt as well. The mitzefes and avdei also have to be worn. That's Rebbe Yechon's response. Umayish lahani, but then you still have a question. Rebbe Yechon still has to explain. So why do we single out these two? Midei bad, because we learn that separate drushes from these two. Midei bad tells me midei kimidus. It's got to be his size. Kain has to wear a begadim that measured to his size. He shouldn't wear begadim that are not the right size for him. And mechsei bad teaches me look at the time that's about the pants. Look at the tanya minayin shleihei davar kaidim lechazayim. How do you know nothing else should be before the mechazayim? This will come up again in daf chavdal as well. How do you know nothing should be before the mechazayim? I mean, the first begad he should put on is the pants. Shenemar mechsei bad yilbash abasari. Mechsei bad should be abasari. Means be direct on his flesh. He should have the mechazayim. So says Rabbi Yechon, I'm making two separate drushas. That's why when we spoke about wearing begadim for the Trumas Neshen, it spoke about these two, about the ksainis and about the mechazayim, because we're learning separate drushas. One is that it's got to be the right size. The other is got to be the mechazayim first. But really, all four begadim are of course worn because it's a regular avodah. Reish Lakish answered that I agree to these two drushas, but I still can learn them without the rest of the pasuk. And the fact that I have the pasuk describes bechlal, the mechasayim, and the ksainis tells me that it's dafka those two begadim and nothing else. Says Reish Lakish, midai kimidasai. He's masking the word midai teaching midasai. He's masking that drasha, but it's midafka machmana blasha midai. So the fact that Torah uses the word midai, I can learn that. As opposed to, it could have just said kutantai. Kutantai would mean it's ksainis. So I'm masking to you once it says midai, you have the drasha. But the problem is, still, why is isolating this begad? And similarly, shlei devi chayim mechasayim me'al basari nafka. Pasuk says, we're the mechasayim al basari. Isn't that clear that the first, you know, nothing else should be in between his pants and his body? It's clear in the pasuk from Al-Basari. The point is, I still have the fact that Torah isolated these two begadim, and therefore it must not be a full. My drasha is not from these two. My drasha is from other words in those pesukim, and therefore it must be the kohen gadol. The kohen is only wearing these two, and it's not a full avodah. Okay. Name it Ketanai. Says Gemara now that perhaps this Machlokes Reich Reish Lakish, Machlokes Amram, is really a Machlokes Tanam. Again, what's the Machlokes? Whether or not the Trumas Adeshen, the separating of the ash, is a real avoid or not. Let us say it's totally in a Machlokes in this Baisa. We don't have three sheets in the Baisa. We're only going to really need the first two for our purposes, but let's see inside. Name it Ketanai. Al-Basari, Pasuk says Al-Basari, talking about, again, the pants that he's wearing should be Al-Basari, of course, by Trumas Adeshen. Matam Lam Yilbash, Pasuk says Yilbash, Lam Mitznefes, Vavnet, La Rama, it comes to include Mitznefes, Vavnet, La Rama, that the Trumas Adeshen requires also the hat and the belt, Devir Rabudas, that's clear. Rabudas comes to say that from a Pasuk, he has to wear the hat and the belt in addition to the Mechasayim and the Ksainas, exactly like Rabbi Yechonon, that you bring all four Begadim. When I say exactly, I don't mean Rabbi Yechonon didn't make this drasha, but the point is that all four Begadim are worn, and the Chayitz are regular Avaida, that's going to fit Rabudas and fit very well like Rabbi Yechonon. Okay. Rav Deisa Emer, now totally seems like a totally separate drasha, we're going to tie it back to us soon. Rav Deisa Emer, the rabbi speak to Kohen Gadol Beim Kippurim, Shekshem LeKohen Hedyot. Rav Deisa is famously of the Shita, that when the Kohen Gadol finishes the Begadim, Ayim Kippur, a Kohen Hedyot, remember Kohen Gadol only wears four Begadim, Ayim Kippur, he doesn't wear all eight. So when he finishes those Begadim, a regular Kohen Hedyot can wear them year round. Kohen Gadol is not going to wear them year round because he wears eight Begadim. A Kohen Hedyot can wear them year round. Aye, there's a mashmaris, the pasuk that shouldn't be worn again. It shouldn't be worn again. We're speaking now, we've had this many times. It shouldn't be worn again according to Rav Deisa on Yom Kippur. Another Kohen Gadol shouldn't wear Yom Kippur again, but another right Kohen Hedyot is able to use these begadim. Amar Rebbe, Shteichiv is a davar. Rebbe says, I have two problems with this, what are you saying?
You have the avnik?
Ah, excellent. Chada, look at the next words. Amar Rabbi, Sheikh Shavuz Bidamar. That's telling the Machlaikis, right? We had a Machlaikis about this. Chada, Avnet Tishkan Gadol, Leza Avnet Tishkan Eged. First of all, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not the Avnet of the Kohen Eged. So, how is that going to work, right? Exactly like Leza was pointing out. We had a Machlaikis about this during the Mesech, Rabbi Yudah and Dafi Beis, right? Rabbi Yudah, I think it was Rabbi Yudah versus Rameir. We had a Machlaikis whether that's the same Avnet. If the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is an Avnet of Yom Kippur, it's Avnet of Butz, of linen. And the avnet of the Kohen Hegit is the avnet of Shanis, it's not going to work. V'yoyit, begadim she'asham she'ben kedusha chamura, and also the begadim that was used for greater kedusha, meaning for Yom Kippur, she'asham she'ben kedusha kala, is a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur uses begadim. Is a regular Kohen able to use them all year round, l'chari you're going down to kedusha. Ella, ma'atam aleimer, yilbash. So, because Rebbe had these issues, Rebbe makes a third drasha of Yilbash, top of Chavdal Malav, the rabbis esa shchakim. It comes to include worn out begadim. The worn out begadim are able to be are fit for avoda. Worn out begadim fit for avoda. We actually just had an example. If you remember, we said according to Rabbi Yechanan, you use worn out. Not Rabbi Yechanan. According to the Tanakam of Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Tanakam of Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk specifically teaches me that by the Aitzas Neshan, what we were talking about. Truma session, but by Tzas session, you should use more worn up begadim because they're going to get dirty. Don't use more inferior and not proper begadim. Again, Tzas session is even less, could be less of a tzad. There's more of a discussion that's not an avoda. I'm just bringing an example of using a case where we specifically gave advice to use worn out begadim. Okay, says Gemara, v'nicham sham. The pasuk says over there by Yom Kippur, by the avodah of Yom Kippur, if the avodah of Yom Kippur, it says it takes off the begadim. Then nicham sham. We dash lamish tunin gniza. That teaches that you have to bury the begadim. So the chera, that's the simple taich. You leave them there, you bury it. That would be a clear right. Like Rabbi Deisa, Rabbi Deisa says it could be worn by a regular kohen hedit throughout the year. Rabbi Deisa says no. Ruin in the kohen hedit. Umatam lev nicham sham. Shleishtamish bem Yom Kippurim acher. What we said before that Rabbi Deisa uses this pasuk to learn that no, nicham sham means the kohen gadol leaves it there. Kohen gadol never wears it again. This kohen gadol nor another kohen gadol is not going to wear it on a future Yom Kippur. But a kohen hedit can still wear it. Nicham sham just means no longer can this be used on another Yom Kippur. Okay, now we get back to what we need for our purposes. My Lebavkamifkli isn't the machlekes over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa, the same machlekes that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shlakish. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is very clear. Demarasav Avaydi, Rabbi Yehuda held Savayda, he dares for the pasuk that not only do you wear the Mechlesayim and the Ksainis, you also wear the Avnate and the Mestefis. It's a regular Avayda Chumas Neshan, very simple. That's Rabbi Yehuda fits like a glove with a Rechanan. But Marasav Avaydi, Marasav holds not Avaydi, meaning Rabbi Deisa holds, it's not an Avaydi, and therefore he makes totally different drasha. Because he holds not Avaydi, he holds, only know for begadim, and therefore, if the same in the drasha, his drasha was that it's being marbed be the kain gadol for kain hedit not throughout the year, but not that's what he's being marbed for the word yilbush, but he's not darshing yilbush to mean like Rabbi Yechanan says the Gemara. No, loy. I'll tell you to kolam avaydi. I'll tell you everyone agrees. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa agree that it's an avaydi meaning like Rabbi Yechanan shita. They both agree to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shlakish is the mechilas shita. Rabbi Shlakish is introducing that chumas adashin is not an avaydi. They both agree like Rabbi Yechanan is not an avaydi. What's the mechilas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa if they both agree it's an avaydi? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need once, because just to put a pause for a second, if it's an Avaydah, we'll be inside, you don't need four begadim. If it's an Avaydah, you need four begadim. The Mar's answer is Enechanami. That's exactly it. Mar Sover Tzricha Kroli Rabbi Yehuda held, since the Torah said only the Mechasayim and the Ksainis, you need a Pasuk Yilbash to be Marba. Oh, but don't worry, you still have to wear the hat and the belt as well, because it wasn't specified, but Abad is an Avaydah, and you wear all four begadim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's so Pasha that you need four begadim, you don't even need a Pasuk. Says Marasav Rabbi Yehuda said they don't even a pasuk be marba because it's so obvious. But they both agree, like the Mar is deflecting, that we could say they both agree to Rabbi Yechanan that Trumas Neshan is a proper avoda, and of course it needs all four begadim. So our machlekes Amaram is no longer connected necessarily totally in a machlekes Tanayim. Okay, by Rabavin. Trumas Neshan Mekama. What's the shear of Trumas Neshan? You're doing taking this a little amount of ash off the mizbeach. What's the shear? Says the Gemara. But Trumas Meiser Afina to be looked for Trumas Meiser and. Which would mean, let's say, what's Shumas Meiser, by the way? Shumas Meiser is a tenth. You give the Levi, Meiser, Rishon goes to the Levi, and the Levi takes 10% and he gives to the Kohen, so the Lechari will be a tenth. I mean, you could say it's a hundredth, really, because, remember, you're giving the Baal Bais is giving the Levi 10%, and then the Levi is giving the Kohen 10% of his 10%, but it's Lechari, no, it's not, which is a total 1% of the total amount, but Lechari, it's not. It's 10%, we'll see later, because otherwise we'll have other questions, we'll speak of a taste of it, we have other issues will pop up. So we're reviewing it just from the vantage point of Trumas Meiser is 10%, so maybe that should be the share. The reason why compared to Trumas Meiser is because Trumas Adeshen is like a Truma, so compared to Trumas Meiser, also Truma, and say 10%, I am a Trumas Minyan, Yafinan. The spoils of Minyan, which spoils of Minyan Rashi says, was 1/500. Taisa argues and says, no, it was 1/50th. But either way, a lot less than a tenth, either of 1/500th, 1/50th. Lachar, do we learn from there? Answers the Gemara, Tashma, Ving Uriah, Tani Abchia, Nemakad, Vehirim, Venemar, Alam Vehirim. It says over here, Vehirim, and it says over the other Gabi, the Mincha says, Vehirim, Vehirim, Renu Kumtsai, take away a Kaimitz from it, Malhal, Mekumtsai, Afkam, Kumtsai. Just like over there by Mincha, it refers to taking a Kaimitz. So to here, it refers to taking a Kaimitz. Obviously, you cannot take a kaimitz with one's hands. You're talking about potash. You're not taking kaimitz with hands. The clear in the first explain what it means is that you ballpark it. You take you mishire and you use a shovel or something. When you mishire in your mind, in your eyes, what is roughly a kaimitz, and you take that amount. You take the amount of a kaimitz. That's why we typically refer to taking like a shovel, which may end up being more than a kaimitz, but you're supposed to get around a kaimitz. That's the shear. And Tais is bothered. Tais is bothered that why are we learning from. Why be jumping to Truma's Meiser? Truma's Adeshin, learn from Truma. You're looking for a shear, learn from Truma. And what will be the shear? We know by Truma, we of course say regular person 1/50, generous 1/40, stingy 1/60, but it's not the real shear, but I'll tell you. The real shear, but I'll tell you is, chita achas, pateras as a kri. For the ikar chi of Truma and the Raisa is one chita patato kri. So maybe that's the shear of the Truma's, of the ashes as well. Tais's answer is that by Truma, ironically enough, even though it's called Truma, it's called Truma, but the word Vehirim is not used. Agamar learned from Vehirim of the ashes, Truma's session, to the Vehirim of the Kaimitz. So, and Maisa Sheni also has the Lashon of Arama. Over there by Truma, it doesn't say Lashon of Arama, it says Lashon of Titein, of giving a matan of Truma. It doesn't say Lashon of Vehirim, and therefore, we're not going to learn from Truma. What about learning from Chala, as Taisus, which also has a minimal Shia like Truma, learn from Chala, and Chala does have a Lashon of Arama. Taisus' answer is that the Lashon of Arama by Chala is not exact, it's more Terimu, it's not exactly the same Lashon of Mechal is called Tarimu, whereas over there it's Vehirim. This gets similar to the idea of Shavakain or Bakain. We know for Gzeir Shavas, it doesn't have to be the exact same word. You can make Gzeir Shavas even though it's not the exact same word, but we've spoken about recently in the past that when you have something which is more similar, you always compare to the more similar, right? You don't need to be perfect to make a drasha, but if I have two choices of a drasha and one is more similar, I go to the more similar. So it says that we're not going to learn from Chala because Chala is as Tarimu, whereas Chumas Meiser, Kaimitz, and Trumas Nesha will have Lashon Vehirim. So Vehirim, we compare it to another Vehirim. Furthermore, Tais says, here's the say that I was alluding to a minute ago, that Chala is not the first thing you take off. Chala is, after you take off Trum, you take off Chala. Chala is not number one in the chain. Whereas, and we're comparing it to Trumas Nesha, which is number one, we'd rather compare Trumas Nesha to other items, which is number one, such as Kaimitz by Mincha, such as Trumas Meiser. Ask Tais, is Trumas Meiser number one? Trumas Meiser is number one. You already took off Meiser, now you take Trumas Meiser. The answer is, from the Levi's perspective, it's number one. It's the first thing that you're taking off. Tais says, it's a separate sphere, we'll go right there. That both Truma and Chala don't have a clear shear. I mean, that's really what he's asking. You should be able to take a minimum amount because, as far as Chidakas Pratesukri, they don't have a minimum, they don't have a clear shear. Any amount is enough. Taisa says that if that's because of that, that's all the more reason not to learn from them. Because they don't have a shear, if I can learn out, we always like to learn out Sasam, then I'm a furish, and not learn out Sasam and Asasam. We don't have a clear amount for Truma Sedeshan. We're trying to learn from other sources what the shear is. We'd rather compare it to a place where there's a clear shear and learn it out, and not the places where they themselves don't have a clear shear. Yes, halacha l'maaseh, chitach and pretense is agree, and the middle amount is good for challah, but we'd rather not go to such a place for a drasha unless we are forced to. Okay, says the Gemara Vayikra. I got the truth because Pung has said before, Taisus on Chaf Gimel Beis, right when we start the Sigga, how you know, it's going to come again later in Chaf Dal as well, how you know that nothing should be before the Mechasayim, Taisus is bothered that we have such a drasha about the Kohen Gadol. So why are we busy in our Gemara saying, making this drasha, that the pants have to be directly on the flesh, and nothing in between them, nothing goes before them? What do we learn from Kohen Gadol? Taisus speaks out that you can't really learn from themselves from Kohen Gadol to Kohen Edom because we find other things that chalukim him the Kamen Yonim. The Gabi Kamen Yonim, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedya are different. So I was just thinking, we spoke out last week on Parshas Emor. We spoke out from Meshech Chachma that related to the machlekes of the Avnei Teshuk Kohen Gadol, Leiz Avnei Teshuk Kohen Hedya, we spoke out a Chakira from Meshech Chachma is a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedya plus a Kohen Hedya with additional Kedusha, or is it a new berry? It's a whole different breed. If you go up the side, that's a new berry. We want to say that according to my number at Rav Yehuda, who holds that the belt of the Kohen Gadol and the belt of the Kohen Hedya are separate belts, it's not Stama Kohen Gadol as a Kohen Hedya plus. It's a new breed. If it's a new breed, then we can also understand very clearly and answer what Taisus, I mean, it's not really separate Taisus answer. You can elaborate Taisus answer that you're not going to learn one from the other because they're considered separate breeds totally. It's a new entity. It's not just an addition. Okay, says the Gemara. Tashima, let's be right, Tashayla, what the shear, the right is that the shear of the true session is the kindness. Amarav, Arba Avoidis Zar, Arba Avoidis Zar Chayav Alei Misa. For four avoidas, a zar is chayev misa. This comes up, of course, because in our conversation, the question is trumas nedesha going to be considered enough of an avoida that a zar is chayev misa? Says Rav, four avoidas, a zar is chayev misa for them. Zrika, avoida of zrika, zdam, haktara, burning, right, burning, haktara could be the haktara, of course, of the ketairis, but also could be the haktara of the haktaras emurim, mincha. Nisach HaMayim, that's on Sukkot, of course, only on Sukkot, Nisach HaMayim, the Nisach, the libations of the water, Nisach HaYayin throughout the year. Those are the four avoidness that Azar Eschaib Misa for doing. So Levi, Avchum HaSadesh, and Levi adds Chumas HaSadesh, Azar Eschaib Misa for Chumas HaSadesh. Chayim Tani, Levi, meaning, we know Shechit is Kashub Azar. Shechit could be done by Azar. Kabbalah is not supposed to be done by Azar. We're not saying Eschaib Misa for that. And we'll see why one of the criteria, one of the basic criteria is, you only chayv misa for a final avaida. An avaida has something after it, a zar is not chayv misa. It doesn't mean it's not kosher bizarre, but it's not chayv misa. So these things are the list of final avaidas, whereas Kabbalah is not. So Levi is adding and saying, true possession also, a zar is chayv misa, Rav Tli left it out. Chayv tani Levi, Mavsis, Levi, in his own brayse taught that after possession, a zar, a non kain is chayv for true possession, is chayv misa for performing true possession. So what's the machlekes? Rav saying there's no chayv misa for true possession. Levi saying there's chayv misa for true possession. What is the machlekes? Says the Gemara, my time with Rav was from Rav Zechziv. Out of nechay itcha tishmas kudaschem lechol dvar mezbeach ulumibeis laparechas vavadatim. So avoid we darshim for this pasuk. Avoid this matana eten es kudaschem. Sorry, this end the pasuk. Avoid this matana eten es kudaschem vazar karvimus. So we darshim for the pasuk. Avoid this matana v'lei silik. Tafka avoid of giving, not taking. Trumas adeshin is removing. It's not putting. So avoid of placement. Tzrikas dam, putting a mur on the mizbeach, putting nisach amayim, nisach yayin. Those all putting placements. That's going to be considered a case we have azar karyumas. Whereas avoid of silik, removing, such as removal of the ash, trumas adeshin, it's not going to be a case. That's not going to be a chiv azar chayv misa. Vavadatem, further, once the pasuk darshin went in Zer's Chaimisa, we have more darshin, we just pointed out a minute ago. Avoida tam, avoida shakura avoida. Dafka, an avoida that completes a set, completes a akrava, akhtara. Dafka, some which is a completion avoida, some which is not a completion, is not going to be subject to a Zer being Chayiv Misa. But the point we want for Rav, as its point is, the first part of that brisa, which is that dafka, something which is putting on the mizbeach and not removing, and therefore trumas nedeshin is not going to be chayv misa azar. For Levi says, Rabbi Achman al chol dvar mizbeach. The lashon of the pasuk chol dvar mizbeach comes to include, not, even though it does say matana, chol dvar mizbeach comes to include even any action with the mizbeach, even removal, even something which does which is not a matana, even removal is going to be chayv. For Rav says chol dvar mizbeach comes to include halu asuye shev azay shemafnim. That comes to include the seven azoyes that are done inside in the heichal. The seven azoyes done in the heichal, right? That those are also considered. That's considered that Azar does that's going to be chayiv the Shem Mitzayra and the seven sprinklings that are done by the Mitzayra. That these a person would think they're not included in this Azar Karv Yumas Kamashman that they that they, these are also included. This is the reason why the Hazayas of the Kabbalah Mefrim is because they're Mefrim, that's simple. What about the Shev Hazayas of the Mitzayra? It's because they're not going on the Mizbeach. The Shev Hazayas of the Mitzayra are not going on the Mizbeach. I would have thought they're not included. Kamash they're included. The Levi, Nafgalei, Midvar, Vicholdvar. The Vav of Cholvar tells me to include those two as well. For Rav, Vicholdvar, Ladarish. Rav doesn't make that Drasha. That's what we left off. Rav doesn't make that Drasha. Levi does. Also, ultimately, we've explained why Rav holds Azar Karv Yumas does not include Trumas Deshen. It's a Seelot from the Mizbeach. Whereas Levi holds it is included. Frektimar. Ve'ema, this is Kasha on Levi. Ve'ema, according to Levi, it says that Chol Dvar Mizbeach ultimately includes even removal, even siluk. Ve'ema Chol Dvar Mizbeach klal avoid is matana prat. It's a klal prat. Even if you want to say Chol Dvar Mizbeach is a ribui, it's a or klal. It's general, but avoid mizbeach comes afterwards as a prat, and the klal is klal prat. Ema Chol Mashem prat avoid is matana in avoid siluk loy. When you have a klal prat, you only go like the prat, and therefore vayter it should be restricted to avoid of matana and not an avoid of siluk. Amar kra. The Gemara says that the pasuk says top of a base will base up breikas vavatem. It says the pasuk will base up breikas vavatem. We darshan el base up breikas who da vayz matana will have a desilah habachutz afil desilah biggest side el base up breikas which means the kodesh hakadoshim in the kodesh hakadoshim over there we have this restriction taka that's got to be a void of matana and not a void of silah a void of removal as far as like mechayim before only a void of matana. Out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, once you have a chut, then even Avoida, the Gemara is discussed with where the Heichel is, because Kodesh HaKadoshim is, of course, Bifnim. Azar is, before, for these purposes, called Bechutz, where the Heichel is going to be, and the Gemara is going to address in a minute. But the point is that Dafka by Kodesh HaKadoshim is, do you have this, so Levi's going to agree to this drasha to the extent Dafka by Kaisa Kedushin, it does have to be a Vaidus Matan and not Silik. Once you have the Kaisa Kedushin, it could be even a Vaidus Silik is going to be Chayav. I feel a Vaidus Silik. Iachi, Vavadtem, Nami, Amavesa Perekasuda Vaiditama. The next part of the pasuk we darshan avadatem. We darshan the word avadatem to be avoid the tama. It's got to be the end of an avoid. It's got to be complete avoid. Only then is a zar chayev. A zar is not chayev if it's not a complete avoid. But according to this, that we're saying that the din of siluk is only in kaisik kedushim. Say the din of avoid tama also is only in kaisik kedushim. Only in kaisik kedushim is a zar chayev for doing a complete avoid, finishing avoid. Finishing avoid is a better term for doing the finishing avoid. Out of the kaisik kedushim, even a non finishing avoid zar should be chayev. Let's say Kabbalah, Azar should be chayav misa for that according to this approach. Says the Marno, Vavadatem, the Pasuk says, Vavadatem, Vavadatem, the Vav, the Vavadatem says, Hada Arvikra, it comes to Marba, that it goes back on the rest of the story as well, even outside of the Kredish Hakadashim. And it's a side point, verse 3 discusses, we're talking about a Zar doing a Vaid of Chayav Efnim, what type of Vaid is chayav misa for, if it's a Vaid of Silak or a Vaid of Matana. A zar going five flip shouldn't be chayav for going in anyway. So it says that we have to be talking about hekadimsa where it wasn't considered knisa. He went in somehow, not in the form of regular knisa of going into the kaddish kashem. Because if he went in stamazay, he'd be chayav misa going to the kaddish kashem anyway. Okay, by rav, avoda silik behechel mahu. What about in the hechel? Right, because we just established that an avoda silik according to Levi in the kaddish kashem is not considered avoda. Outside, it's called an Avayda, and therefore Zara is Chayev. What's outside? Is outside just Azara, or is outside even the Heichel? Avayda Silik Meichel Mahu. Lefnim and Damino, we compare it to Lefnim Tehesh Kedashim. And Lechutz, we compare it to the Lechutz. The Pasha says, Mebayas, Ula Mebayas. For the Lashon, Mebayas, it's Kudus Mebayas, but it says Ula Mebayas, it comes to include even the Heichel. So it's saying that not only the Kedashim Kedashim is there an exemption that only Avaidas Matana is a Zer Chayev Misa for, even in the Heichel as well, only Avaidas Matana, but Avaidas Silik, both in the Heichel, and certainly Kher Kedashim, a Zer is not going to be Chayev Misa for. Okay. Says the Gemara. Elamiata. This is back to Kasha on Rava. Rava says that when it comes to Avaida of Silik, when it comes to, I'm sorry, but on this other pasuk of Rav that we just said, Rav is saying that avoda silak in the hechel, one is not going to be chayev for a zar doing such avoda. El meata zar shesita is a shulchan l'chayev. A zar that's besad of the shulchan should be chayev. We're saying dafka avoda silak is a zar exempt, but a avoda matana is chayev. So a zar that puts the lechem upon him on the shulchan should be chayev. Says the Gemara. Ika sidu bazichen. No, putting lechem upon is not a finishing avoda. It's not avoda tama. Why is not finishing avoda? Because afterwards you have to put the cups, the bazichen. Says the Gemara, sidu bazichen chayev. Okay, so let the person who does sidu bazichen be chayev as a zar. Says the Gemara, ika silik faktara. It's not considered finishing avoda because it's not done yet. The finishing avoda for that is being mesalik the bazichen a week later and being makter. That's really the finishing avoda. And silik we know in the Eichel, and certainly the Kishkoshim, you're not chayev for, and therefore a zar is not chayev for the activities being done related to the shulchan. This fasem is actually a clear that when we say a zar is chayef zrika, back on right when we started this topic, we said one of the four avoids is zar is chayef zrika. Akhtara, one of the four avoids chayef for is zrika. What zrika is a chayef? Is the only chayef he does all the zrikas? What if there's a carbon that requires four zrikas that are makiv and he does only one? He doesn't, well, two zrikas that makiv. He does only one. Is he going to be chayef? And he wants to make a tali. Fasem is clear. He wants to make a tali. Is it a din mitzad the gavra, so to speak, or mitzad the chefta? Meaning, the carbon did not have the zrika completed. The carbon still needs more zrikas, and more zrikas will be done. The guy did a zrika. So do you view it that this guy did an action, and therefore he's chayev, or do you view it, and since what was done is garnished, therefore it's not enough, therefore he's not chayev, that is the clear, so Samus leaves it as a shayla. Teis Shanim asks, on the seed of bezichin, that we just mentioned, Teis Shanim asks, that l'chayra, the lechem upon itself is finished. Yes, the shulchan's not finished, but lechem upon is finished. When I put lechem upon him in the it's finished. The cedar, I mean, there's the din at the end, a week later, take off lechem upon him. That's just the chayav, but the avoid of lechem upon is finished. You're taking it off to give it, disperse the kind to eat. The lechem upon him's action is finished once it's put on the mizbeach. So what do you tell me? You have cedar bezichin. Bezichin is separate. It's separate. The chayav, that's a separate avoid done on the shulchan. It's not part of the lechem. It relates to lechem upon him. It's matir lechem upon him, but it's not the lechem upon him itself. Answer says Yishanim that the lashon always is cedar ashulchan. We don't call it so much sidur lechem apanim. We call it, just like in our Gemara, zar sidur shulchan. When we reference putting the lechem apanim on the veach, we still call it sidur shulchan. If that's the case, the whole avoid is considered in the context from the vantage point of the shulchan, not from the lechem apanim, and therefore, until you finish the avoid of the shulchan, it's not considered complete, and therefore the bezichin do play a role You can't look at it just as the as lechem panim itself. Okay, let's go a few more lines. Says Mar Zarsha, see there as the menorah l'chayev. Let the menorah be mechayev. The one who prepares the menorah should be chayev. The Gemara assumes right now that's a full avoda. Answers the Gemara, ikur nesidas psila. No, because you have the placing of the wick that goes afterwards. So the one who prepared the lamp beforehand is not avoda tama because there's a follow up avoda, namely putting in the wick. New, that's psila l'chayev. The one who put the wick in the lamp be chayev. Ikur nesidas shemen. The one who puts the oil in. New, that's shemen l'chayev. The one who puts the oil in. Whoever's last, let him be chayev. Ikur hadlaka. There's hadlaka, and therefore that's considered the final avoda. So anyone till then is not considered avoda tama. So says the Gemara, hit l'chayev. So let the one who lights the menorah be chayev. Answers the Gemara, hadlaka lav avoda. Hadlaka is not an avoda. So the first one will ask, we shouldn't jump on this. So one second, if hadlaka is not an avoda, then go back. Then the final avoda was putting in the oil. If putting in the oil is not an avoda, the final avoda is putting in the oil, meaning there is some final avoda there. Bam kasha, all the Rishonim ask, what's the Gemara's answer? If hadlaka is not an avoda, what's the shot? You're not kind of the other ones. So Aruch HaNeres is a beautiful answer. The Rishonim don't say this. I'm surprised the Rishonim didn't say this answer. Taisa Rush has a very, very, very simple answer. Taisa Rush says that if hadlaka is not an avoda, then by definition, everything I do prepare to get to the hadlaka is not going to be an avoda. Meaning, as in the Havmin, we thought luck is an Aveda. And therefore, preparing the Nair, putting in the wick, putting in the, I mean, cleaning out the lamp, putting in the wick, putting in the oil, would also potentially be an Aveda. No, it's not the final Aveda. Hadlak is the final Aveda. Hadlak is not Aveda. Once you establish Hadlak is not Aveda, it wouldn't make sense that luck itself is not Aveda, yet all the activities leading up to Hadlak are an Aveda. So it's very different, that's not Akasha. The Meiri wants to answer that, no, Hadlak is not an Aveda, but something could be enough to make it that which was done before is not called Aveda Tama, but it itself is still not an Aveda, as after the Meiri, and the Achlaner wants to say, when we say it's not an avoda, we meant klapei the gavra. Again, this is more of a chornish teretz. Klapei the gavra doing it, it's not an avoda. You can't make the zarchai misa, it's not an avoda. Klapei the menaira, avada, it's called an avoda. So avoda, klapei the menaira, not avoda, klapei the gavra. I'm only saying the words because it's a little bit, I don't fully understand what that means. I mean, again, klapei the gavra, but somehow it's not considered avoda, legabi the gavra, therefore it's not chai misa, but it is considered legabi menaira, and therefore the prior ones are not considered avoda tama. Veloy says, Gemara is a lucky on avoda. I have a time with the brisa. It teaches you about the act of lighting these wood chips. It's got to be done with a kayin in his big day kahuna. Must be it's an avoda. Says the Gemara, yes. See, lighting these chips of wood on the back is an avoda. Hadlaka lav avoda, but hadlaka of the menorah is not called an avoda. El me'ata zar shesider as amarach l'chayev. Let the zar, a non kayin who's mesad amarach, who sets up the pyre on the mizbeach, should be chayev misa. Mar says no, because you set the pyre and then you put in shtekizaitzim, two blocks of wood. So it's not considered setting up the maracha is not avoda tama because if something comes afterwards. Says the Gemara, see the shtekizaitzim b'chayev. Okay, so let the one who does the shtekizaitzim b'chayev. Ika see the verm. No, because putting the verm on top of the pyre comes next. So just putting the blocks of wood is not the finishing avoda. V'amar Asi, Amar Beicharon. Zor shesid yeshtei gizaitzim chayev. Fakti mar adraba. We talk to have that there's a member that Zor is mechsader. Zor puts the shesid gizaitzim is indeed chayev because we do consider it to be a finishing avoda, and we don't say that the cedar of the that the putting on the emur on top is considered the final act. Says the Gemara because the machlokes gives hakamitfugi mar sever avoda tami umar sever avoda tami. The answer is simple. Are we viewing this the end of a category of avodas or not? Meaning setting up the pyre that's the cedar maracha and then putting on the gizaitzim. Then we understand that that's all part of one thing. Is that considered finished now? And now that's finished, you could put a varim, a murim, on the mizbeach, but it's considered a new thing? Or is the a murim and a varim the end, really, of that whole setup? That's the machlokes. Those who learn that it's the end of that setup say it's avodah tama, and therefore it's zachayev. Whereas Rabbi Yechiron held that it's considered the setup is finished, and now there's a new avodah, a new mitzvah to put the haktar on the mizbeach, and therefore, since it's a new thing, the zar who does the shtekizaitzim would be chayev. Tanik of us to Rav, Tanik of us to Levi. Quickly, we have a Bryce as a backup to Rav, Bryce as a backup to Levi. Tanik of us to Rav. Remember, Rav says that this goes back to that machlekes, whether or not Trumas Neshen, a Zer is Chayev. Rav says not, Levi says yes. Tanik of us to Rav, Avodah Shezer Chayev Lemisa, Avodah Shezer Chayev Lemisa, which are as follows, Zrikas Dam, Bein Lefim, Bein Lefim, Bein Lefim. Whether you do miza is sprinkling the dam of chatas oif or squeezing the neck of the oil oif. One of those nisach of the three lugim of water, three lugim of wine. All these are chayev. That's exactly the list that we had before. Those ones, the avodas that deserves chayev for, and that's it. Does not include, of course, in this brisa. The brisa does not include the trumas neshen. That's like Rav. Talk about the Levi. Avodas that deserves chayev misa include as follows: hamayir mesedeshen. First one is like Levi. Shev Azay Shevim Shem Tzeira. The Azay Shevim is Azay Tzeira. Vamala Gam Mizbech Bein Dover Kasher Bein Dover Puzzle. Putting the Mizbech. All these things is Azay Chayiv. Of course, by saying Shev Azay Shevim and Shem Tzeira includes all other Azays. Of course, ones in Michayiv. We're picking the ones that we said need a separate puzzle that are that Mimichadish. Even those, but of course, others, all others, Rikas. But the point we need for this price is very clearly that Chumas Deshen is considered Avaida that Azay Chayiv. We'll pause over here and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.